Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, Sound Opinions listeners, if you support us on Patreon, you get to listen to our podcast ad-free on Patreon.
One, two, tres, cuatro.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and this week we welcome back our crate-digging Kris Kringle, Andy Surzan. He'll take us on a holiday spectacular once again.
Absolutely, Greg. It's become our annual holiday tradition to have Andy come by. He works for Jam Productions. He is an ace concert booker based here with one of the great remaining independent promotion companies nationwide, really. But his first love, his true passion, is finding lesser-known Christmas music to share with friends every year. He makes a mixtape of these freshly unearthed finds annually, and we are always lucky to have him share his latest discoveries with us. Andy, welcome back to Sound Opinions.
Thanks for having me back, guys. I never take it for granted, and I would just like to clarify one thing. I wish I only collected Christmas music because I'd have a lot more spare change in my pockets. But unfortunately, I buy just about everything I look at that's interesting or unusual.
Well, you're a music lover for sure.
That's true.
And the one thing, you know, we talk about care and consideration. You, every year, I think part of it is just the brainstorming. Okay, what's the concept? What's the key to every year? Because it's never kind of he's just sort of repeating what he did in past years or whatever. There's always some kind of bigger plan at play here.
Yeah.
So how do you devise that?
I mean, that's the only way to start the process, because every year I go, I don't think I could do this again, which is like the third.
You have been saying that now for about a decade.
This is the 34th year. I took stock of what I had, and I found some choice new records, which get harder and harder to find. And this year's all 45s. And they all fit directly into that obscure concept in my mind. Everything from really strange stuff to like just amazing straight-ahead jazz.
So we're going to give you three sets, lovingly curated by Mr. Surzan. This first set, Andy, you want to set it up for us?
I titled the disc The Reindeer Sessions because I strangely enough found when I was pulling together the songs I wanted to use this year, a lot of them had reindeer in the song title. This first song is called Andy's Reindeer Song, which made me especially happy when I found that 45, because now I have my own reindeer song.
Yeah.
And it's by a guy called Andy Claus, Santa's singing cousin. It's a 45 on Snowflake Records, and it actually says on the 45, made at the North Pole.
Oh, yeah.
So
wow.
There's a lot
What's
going on.
What's that recording studio like?
So here comes the first set, and we can back announce the other tracks.
Yeah.
This is Andy's Reindeer Song by Andy Claus, Santa's singing cousin.
Hello, all you good little children, and a Merry Christmas. You sit down now, and your old Uncle Lucky gonna tell you a story. Christmas time kind. Ready?
You're not alone. the tears that you're crying, the sighs that you're sighing will soon fade and go away. Waiting, oh please get well. Santa will need you someday. And when you are with him, oh, what joy you'll bring him when you pull that
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Look at that snow, just like sugar topping. Soon we'll all be belly whopping. Another Christmas rolls around. Take it from me, you will feel so merry, showing off those cheeks of cherry. Another Christmas rolls around again. Every kid will be peeping 'neath the tree. On the sly, Christmas Eve's not for sleeping. No matter how hard they may try, look at that sight, not a thing is lacking, and the snow's just right for packing. Another Christmas rolls around again. Every kid will be peeping 'neath the tree on the sly. Christmas Eve's not for sleeping. No matter how hard they may try, look over there, do you see a snowman? Take a dare, be in the know, and tell him that you get a kind of yen. When another Christmas rolls around,
you're listening to the annual Holiday Spectacular with Andy Serzan on Sound Opinions.
A gentle snow came drifting down that falls on Skid Row too, and on the curb there sat a child, his little watched the neon cross the way, looked up and said to me, Daddy's drinking up our Christmas in that bar across the street. In that bar across the street, there's a woman Daddy knows, and every time it's payday night, that's where Daddy goes. I left my mama crying, she'll cry herself to sleep. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas in that bar across the street. I stood there on the corner, a sick man down inside. You see, I'd just been heading to that bar the child described. But here's one foolish father that honky-tonks won't be. Could have been my son who spoke these words upon the street. In that bar across the street, there's a woman Daddy knows, and every time it's payday night, that's where Daddy goes. I left my mama crying, she'll cry herself to sleep. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas in that bar across the street.
You're listening to the annual Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
Oh, what a treat, Mr. Andy Surzan. You know, if someone hadn't already written Andy's reindeer song, being the genius known as Andy Klaus, Santa's singing cousin, I would have had to go do it myself for you. What else did we hear after Andy's reindeer song?
The second track was called Another Christmas Rolls Around Again. It's by a woman named Ann Bennett. And I had never heard of her before, but it's, in my mind, a would-have-been, should-have-been holiday classic. It's dreamy 60s pop. And as a side note, Anne was the original vocalist on the Felix the Cat theme song.
Wow.
Worthy Google if you're not familiar
Felix
with the backstory.
The, cat, and who, the wonderful, wonderful yeah. cat, right?
Yeah. She yeah. sang it. She sang it. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, she is a diva.
Well, that's two classics that she's got at least right there, right?
My God, yeah. I hope she got royalties for both of them.
And after that, we heard the honky-tonk classic, Daddy's Drinking Up Our Christmas by Tommy Hester. It's on the Little Rock label, Luck. And I've done a lot of vinyl stocking down in Arkansas. It's an amazing place to find old hillbilly 45s and rare regional stuff. There's a big scene down there in the vinyl world, and people like literally hardcore vinyl collectors from all over the world rummage around down there. And then after that, we heard some absolutely incredible holiday jazz, Comet by Oscar Pettiford, off the classic jazz EP Winter Sequence, A Seasonal Suite for Rhythmic Reindeer. There's our reindeer
right.
again. And that was produced by the legendary jazz impresario Leonard Feather in the late 50s. And each track on the EP, it's a double 45, four tracks per 45. Each one of them is dedicated to a specific reindeer. and they wrote, you can tell I was really very interested in this one.
And this is Comet's song, yeah.
They're all really good, and they're all A-level jazz guys. And the record itself, if you can ever find it, is possibly the single greatest Christmas jazz find ever.
Well, that's quite a comment coming from you, because you are a jazz aficionado.
Yeah,
I don't know if people know this, but when I first met Andy Surzan, I think this is pre-jam, you were booking Ravinia's Jazz Festival.
Mm. I started the Jazz Fest at Ravinia, and we were doing, we did a number of Major League Jazz gigs, and we also did a contemporary music series with Steve Reich and Kronos and all those people. So I felt like I was getting away with a lot for my first foray into promoting. And
well, and you got your Blue Note shirt on us on for us today. Yeah.
So yeah. Oscar Pettiford and
if
friends.
If I could figure out a way to make money off being a jazz promoter, I would do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming up, we're going to have more unconventional, some might say bizarre, we think it's pretty damn great, holiday recordings from the collection of holiday music collector extraordinaire, Andy Surzan. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott here with Jim DeRogatis. And this is our annual holiday spectacular with music collector Andy Surzan. Andy, what's the theme of the next set?
You know, you really can't get too deeply into Christmas without actually eventually and sometimes dealing with the idea that it is about this dude Jesus. Okay, that's there is really
it's his birthday. Yeah,
yeah, it kind of all dovetailed out of that, you know. And so a number of people over the years have written holiday theme songs where they name check Jesus. We've played some of them over the years. And this is not specifically a holiday song, but it is, in my mind, something that was close enough to what I was trying to do with this mix and unusual enough that I put it on the comp. And it's called Jesus is a Soul Man. And it's by an artist named Christy Lane. And a number of country artists have covered this way back in the day. This is from a 1971 version by Christy on Extremely Brave Records, and interestingly was recorded here in Chicago at Sound Unlimited Studios in 71. This version definitely nails it, and yeah, no specific reference to the holiday at all, but again, Jesus is a foundational player in the Christmas cosmos. So
he owns the day, yeah.
Yeah, it's his party. We're just hanging out at it, right?
Yeah, let's dive in.
Jesus is a soul man. Jesus is a soul man. Jesus is a soul man. I'm sure sold on him. Oh, they say that he's a square, that Jesus, he ain't nowhere. I know better. In my heart, Jesus is a soul man. You can find him in the Bible pages. Jesus, he's my rock of ages. He hides me in the cleft of a rock. Jesus is a soul man. Jesus is a soul man. Jesus soul man. Jesus is a soul man, and I'm sure sold on him. He calms the waves when the storm is raging, keeps me safe when the devil's raving. He's my staff, he's my sword and my shield. Jesus is a soul man. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, the king, he said, in the fight he must go. He found out that the fire wouldn't burn. They were saved by the soul man. Jesus is a soul man. Jesus is a soul man. Jesus is a soul man, and I'm sure sold.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
I hear sleigh bells ringing, buckaroos that are singing. There are reindeer running down the Christmas trail. I see snowflakes falling, Santa Claus who is calling to his reindeer running down the Christmas trail. From the North Pole down to Texas, bringing toys, I heard him say, if you've been good, you'll get extras, you'll be happy on Christmas Day. While the moon is beaming, go to sleep, then start dreaming of those reindeer running down the Christmas trail. Thank you.
buckaroos that are singing. There are reindeer running down the Christmas trail. I see snowflakes falling, Santa Claus who is calling to his reindeer running down the Christmas trail. From the North Pole down to Texas, bringing toys, I heard him say, if you've been good, you'll get extras, you'll be happy on Christmas Day. While the moon is beaming, go to sleep, then start dreaming of those reindeer running down the Christmas trail.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Oh, fantastic. Jesus is a Soul Man is one of the instant classics from the Andy universe. What did we hear after Christy Lane's immortal track?
Okay, going back into Reindeer Land, that second track was There Are Reindeer Running on Christmas Trail by a dude named Jimmy Dale on Flagship Records. And that was recorded in the early 50s, originally released on 78, and some guys liked it enough to reissue it on a 45 that also was probably at least, you know, 35, 40 years ago. I can't be sure. Mm. After that, we heard the just shocking version of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen by the Modern Jazz Quartet. We were just talking about how do you find these records and what do you do? I was in Edinburgh for winter break a couple years ago, and I was just wandering down in this one neighborhood, and I stumbled on this record store that wasn't open, but I looked in the window, and there were just like massive amounts of 45s all over the place. And I was like, how does anybody even shop in here? And then the guy that owned it just ended up walking up to the front, and he's like, oh, are you a vinyl guy? I go, yeah, oh, yeah. He goes, well, this is my shop, but I only do mail order. And I was like, well, I'm here on vacation, and like, I got to ask you, is it possible if I could come in and like rummage around a little bit?
Don't know when I'd be in Scotland again. No. Yeah.
And he said, yeah, yeah. And I asked him, could you point me toward any Christmas stuff that you might have? He said, I don't have much. And but he said, they're all up in this. I had to get a little ladder. It was one of those places, like, you know. So I found this EP there. And I knew the Modern Jazz Quartet are because I'd booked Milt Jackson at Ravinia back in the day, and I've got a lot of their records.
Oh, they're just phenomenal.
Yeah, they're serious. And it turned into just being a epic version. The variations on a theme that they came up with were, I mean, you heard them, everybody. I mean, that's what jazz is really all about,
yeah.
The ability to take a song and make it your own. And so, yeah, that was a special find for this year.
Well, Jimmy Dale crooning about bringing toys in Reindeer Running on Christmas Trail. Andy Serzan is bringing us Christmas joys. We're going to hear more from this year's Andy Serzan, the Reindeer Sessions, Further Adventures in Holiday Obscure record, right after a short break on Sound Opinions. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported those parents back to their home countries, and kept the kids in the United States? Believe it or not, 6 years later, there are still hundreds of families who have not yet been reunited.
Though we as a community may feel hopeless at times, we recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunited over 100 refugee families ripped apart by the zero-tolerance policy of the previous administration. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get back on their feet.
Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like us and believe that all families belong together, then join us supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. That's gum.fm/charity.
You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, elotrolado.org/volunteer.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. It is our annual holiday spectacular, wherein we are visited once again by our very own Christmas elf, Andy Serzan, playing us holiday music you probably wouldn't hear anywhere else. Although this set's going to be a little bit more in the mainstream, that word in quotes. Right, Andy? I mean, none of this is super easy to find. What's this last set lead off with?
Well, this is what we've referred to in previous broadcasts as Rock and Pop Xmas. And what I like to do every once in a while is dig into what I consider to be underappreciated rock and pop holiday classics. Everybody knows the big ones that have been there forever. It's a commerce machine for record companies and artists that run out of other ideas. Oh, let's just do your Christmas record this year.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So, well, I make this point when I teach my class in music in Chicago about Donny Hathaway. We talk about Donny Hathaway, yep. And they really haven't heard his classic soul tracks. Oof. But they've heard the Christmas track. And if you write one track like that, you're set for life. But the fact is that there's 1,000 failed Christmas songs for every one immortal classic.
Yeah, I think the biggest pop Christmas record ever is Mariah Carey's, and so enough said there. I really, my main goal is to point out artists that have made rock, pop, Christmas stuff that have never been played on the radio,
yeah,
and are every bit as deserving as the ones that we all hear. And this first track is by a really underappreciated English songwriter by the name of Martin Newell. His main band is called Cleaners from Venus, and they've made a number of records. He started to make them on cassettes and sell them out of his house. And I guess finally at some point in time, Andy Partridge from XTC heard about him. And a lot of musicians knew about him, but it cracked me up. This guy's like making cassettes and dubbing them himself at home and selling them on the mail, you know,
yeah.
to people all over the world.
Cool.
And eventually enough people heard his stuff that they were like, wow, this guy's really amazing. So in 1993, Andy Partridge produced and played on a record of Martin's called, humbly, Greatest Living Englishman. And exactly. The guy's a real character, too. And Dave Gregory from the band XTC played on it as well. And it's right up there with XTC's own Thanks for Christmas as far as being a new wave holiday classic. Hmm. But I'm almost positive it's never been played on the radio, so we get to do like a debut of Martin's quirky genius, and it's also really funny if you listen to the lyrics. So here we go, Martin Newell, Christmas in Suburbia.
Yeah. I was seething. Your mother burst in, it was freezing. She said, it looks like it's trying to rain. I was lost, I felt seasick. You convinced me that he left. You said, keep talking, but don't use any names. I scolded your driver and your brother.
I guess that only applies to her.
Set number three from Andy Surzan. Once again, our holiday spectacular, Greg, I think is over a little too soon. After Martin Newell and Andy Partridge, Christmas in Suburbia, what else did we hear?
After that track, another lost holiday classic should have been, I wish it was. That's New Year's Eve by Tom Waits, and it's off his 2011 Bad As Me LP. And I'm pretty sure most of us have been or at least heard about that kind of New Year's Eve party where things just don't go right.
Well, there's been more than one.
They go on too long, and especially when families are there, arguments and brawls maybe and whatnot. And Waits just captures that whole thing like perfectly. I mean, he really is. I don't think I'm saying anything that anybody doesn't know who's familiar with the music, a legitimate genius, just a legacy of phenomenal, this is what I do, and it's my own thing.
Yeah.
And nobody can even touch it. Yeah, he's an amazing guy. I mean, I'm lucky enough, I don't like to really get into name dropping too much, but I'm lucky enough to work with him for a number of years, and he doesn't really tour anymore, but had a bowling party one year. Went to the jazz showcase one year. He's a hero of mine, icon in my own world.
He's a
cool
guy. A very interesting interview, too.
Yeah, he's just a brilliant.
Yeah.
There's nobody like him.
Well, and one more giant of an artist wrapped us up there, Prince.
Yeah, a lot of people might not have heard that track because it never made it onto a Prince album. Apparently, he recorded it playing all the instruments himself, and it only was played live once on... Huh. Strangely, on December 26th in St. Paul.
Always a contrarian, that Prince.
And then eventually they put it out as the B-side on the I Would Die For You 45. The first time I heard it, I was like, oh, that's just a fantastic Christmas song. And you wouldn't expect it from Prince because it usually goes in different directions on stuff. But it's about a love affair he had with a woman that... passed away in some strange circumstance. I don't know the idea behind it, but it finally came out after years and years of not being on any official album releases. So if you didn't have the 45 when it came out, that song was unavailable. But now everybody can hear it, and it's out there on a Prince compilations since that time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I thought he was kind of going back to a pre-rock and roll era. We're going to hear one more thing from Andy, but Greg, we have to do our business of saying goodbye. Sound Opinions is produced every week in Chicago, distributed nationally by PRX. You can find our entire archive of shows at soundopinions.org, including many previous appearances by Andy Surzan with Christmas music. We guarantee you've never heard. Sound Opinions is produced week in and week out by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, our Columbia College intern, Lauren Holt, and our social media consultant, Katie Cott. All right, Andy, one more, a bonus for us. Back in the New Year's frame of mind.
In my record store rummaging this past year, I found this really strange-looking 45. It's what they call a small hole 45, so an EP more or less, but it is still a 7-inch. And it all it said on it was something to the effect of old music box melodies. And it turned out they were all Christmas songs. And I just wanted to digress for a second and say, before recorded music happened, the only way you could ever be around the holidays and hear holiday music was if you had a music box. And these things were mechanical but not electric. They were wind up and they were pretty complicated, and these guys would go in there and arrange all these prongs and things internally so that they actually would hammer out a melody. And I was like, oh, okay, well, this is probably going to be terrible, but it's 50 cents. So I listened to it, and it turns out these are like they were super rare early music boxes. And this is an unbelievable version of the New Year's classic Auld Lang Syne, a version that just goes so all over the place and is so kooky that I ended up having to make it the final track on my mix this year. And I want to thank you guys for inviting me back yet again.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Andy.
Absolutely.
And Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy holidays.